welcome. You are listening to the God and Mental Health Podcast. I am so excited to be back in front of the microphone with you this week. Welcome if this is your first time listening to the podcast. My name is Roslyn. I'm so happy that you're here. I recently did a post on Instagram announcing the podcast. I did a new look to the podcast cover. If you really like it, let me know. And so welcome to all of you who are listening. Or if you're OGs and you're just tapping back into podcasts, welcome back, sis. Y'all, I am so excited to talk about this topic. But before we do that, for those of you that don't know, I am in the middle of a warm-up series, and this is for me and for you to kind of warm you back up to the podcast as I have been in and out over the last year and a half, almost 2 years, just trying to get my groove and figure out what's the best time for me to record it. For y'all that don't know, I have two very small kids. I had a baby at the top of January last year. And so the transition was a lot in trying to figure out what's the best way to keep up this content. And so the God and Mental Health platform in general is for believers to feel safe to know that God cares about your mental health. And so I'm a mental health therapist. I love Jesus, and I really love creatively making God and mental health easier for you to understand. And so the warm-up series is a way for me to get back in the groove, but also really help you see the kind of content I want to create for you. We're going to really have a more structured plan for the podcast in the coming months. It's going to be more of a seasonal podcast where you get to really get some value-packed episodes, and then we'll take a break. And so I just wanted to warm you up to content that feels good to me and gives you a chance to reorient yourself to this podcast. So let's get into this week's episode. I really wanted to talk about safety with people and safety within relationships. I am coming from the lens of this topic from a very, in my opinion, healed space. So when I'm talking about a lot of this is if you imagine on the other side of experiencing great relationships. However, as I intro this podcast, I want to say this may be a part one, part two episode. I may post both this week, but I really wanted to preface that because I don't want people to feel as though as I'm talking about this as it's impossible. I want to talk about how this can be a directional point. And the way that we're going to structure the podcast is I'm going to give you the why of safety in relationships and what that looks like. And then I'm going to also give you the how. So you won't listen to the podcast either if it's part one or part two without any practical steps of how to address this. Because the reality is we all get in tough seasons. We all are learning how to navigate through relationships. And so I want to be able to help you understand what it looks like to have safe relationships. So the key points in this podcast are going to be safety in relationships and how is it explored from a faith-based perspective. I'm going to really be emphasizing fellowship as a core aspect of our faith and providing some scriptural like foundation, some scripture foundations for this. I'm going to also outline some encouraging self-reflection on your personal needs, values, and capacity for friendship, especially in tough seasons, while also providing practical guidance on cultivating safe relationships. And then lastly, I'm going to really talk about effective communication and conflict resolution strategies, how they're seen, and include some tips for addressing relationship dynamic changes. And so before we get into that, let's take a quick break to hear from one of our sponsors.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
Okay, so let's get into it. So why is this important? As I was prepping for this episode, the core thing that kept coming up was talking about fellowship. Now, I'm talking about safety within relationships from a friendship perspective. We can get into romantic relationships. We can get into parental relationships. We can get into our kid relationships growing up with our parents. We can get into how we parent. We can get into professional relationships. But I really want to drive home the core of this is around friendships. I have had my share of difficulty in friendships, and I feel like even now I'm learning how to be a better friend in the different seasons of my life I've had. I have two small kids, so my life has shifted a lot in the last 4 years. And navigating through what does fellowship look like for me, what do I need in a season? I tend to be a very self-aware person. And so coming from that, it's important to know that you may be in the discovery phase. I talked about this in the previous episode where you're in discovery and practice at the same time, figuring out what this looks like. So fellowship is a foundational part of our faith. God in his very nature is building relationship with us, which means that the fabric of everything we do as it relates to our faith has a lot to do with relationship. Jesus came to build relationship with us. He came to restore relationship, forgive us, help us to navigate through this life. He died on the cross so we could be reunited with him and God and just have relationship. We have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. We have a relationship with our friends. We have a relationship with our family. It is a part of our faith. And so for us to think relationship is not important, we're missing a core part of our faith. God uses relationship to sanctify us. He uses relationship to sharpen us. He uses relationship to help us realize maybe the idols in our lives. Like, he helps us. He uses the tool of relationships to better us in whatever capacity. So here are some scriptures that I want to come from to ground us in this. And I'm going to break down the word fellowship in the Greek and give you some viewpoints that might be helpful for you to understand this a little bit better. So Acts 2:42, and I'm reading this in the New Living Translations, which says, all believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to sharing in meals, including the Lord's Supper, and to prayer. The word fellowship in Greek means association, community, communion, joint participation, intercourse, the share of which one has in everything, participation, intimacy, a gift jointly contributed, a collection, a contribution. As I'm describing this, this is what we would say fellowship is in the fullness of the context of relationship. And it's very important that we understand that even in the early church, people devoted themselves to the apostles' teachings, but they also devoted themselves to gathering fellowship with each other. And so let's get into the next point. Friendship is for our betterment and fulfillment of the gospel. So I'm going to say three scriptures to ground this, which says Proverbs 27:17. We know the scripture. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. And for me, I have learned that I need, not want, it is one of my core values, if not top five. Friendship, collaboration, connection is one of my top core values because I rely heavily on accountability now. I used to not. I used to say, I can handle it all on my own. And what I realized is that's not a healthy way to think, nor is it sustainable. I need people to sharpen me. I need people to get me out of my head. Just as much as I talked about, I think in the previous episode, around I support a lot of my clients through things, I need support. When a lot of my clients are coming to me, they're coming to me to be sharpened, but also be to work through things that are blind spots for them. And so we need each other to sharpen each other. Galatians 6:2. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. I love to give this example a lot, that if you see two people walking in the airport, let's say one is walking on the right side and they're carrying a backpack and they're pulling two fully large ones that usually need to be checked luggages. And then there's another person walking beside them carrying nothing, coffee, just holding a coffee in their hand. You would see the struggle between the two. There is no struggle for the one that's not carrying anything, and there's a struggle for the one that is carrying something. And so if we're called to carry each other's burdens, what would it look like if the person that's pulling the luggage gave one of the luggages and maybe the backpack to the other person? The weight distribution would look different. And so we're called to carry each other's burdens. And even in the context of this scripture, it's talking about if one of your brothers falls into sin, you should humbly help them, but also be mindful that you don't fall into the same sin. I'm paraphrasing. It's Galatians 6:1. And yes, we're called to carry each other's burdens, but we also do have to be mindful of our own capacity, which I'll talk about in a second. But it's still helpful for us to do, okay? And I don't want this episode to also create the perception that you really do need to be mindful of processing, okay, what does support look like for me in this season? I don't have the capacity to handle everyone's situation. I am struggling myself. I'm in a tough season. What does that look like for you? We'll, of course, talk about. And then lastly, fellowship with the Holy Spirit. I wanted to bring an aspect of the spiritual aspect of fellowshipping with God into this because we know it, we hear it, but what does this look like? So fellowship with the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians 13:14 says, "May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all." Not only are we getting to experience fellowship with each other, but we get to experience association, community, communion, joint participation, intercourse, the share which one has in anything, participation, fellowship, intimacy, a gift jointly contributed, a collection, a contribution with the Holy Spirit. So even if we don't have the tangible physical relationships around us, we get to have fellowship with the Holy Spirit. And I want to dive deeper into the context of safety in relationships really quickly. But before we get into that, let's take a quick break to hear from one of our sponsors. Okay. So I like to give this assignment to clients often, and I want you to personally do it. I'm going to say the assignment, quote unquote, and then I'm going to give my viewpoint. And this, we're still in the why of this episode is coming around to be framed in the why. Why do we need safety in relationships? But I often ask clients when we're talking about safety to go home and write down, what does safety look like for you? What does safety look like for you? What do you identify as a safe person? Because a lot of times we're in maybe toxic situations or have experienced situations that other people are like, why are you still in this? And you're wondering, what's the problem? What is the issue? And maybe you've never taken the time to identify, like, what is actually safe? I would love to do an episode in another time talking about safety within our relationship with God, because a lot of us have experienced a lot of trauma from the viewpoint of our relationship with our parents, viewpoint of our relationship with our spouse, dating relationships, friendships that have shifted and really created a false narrative of safety with God. We become very anxious. Our attachment, and I can go into attachment styles. In fact, I did an episode series on attachment styles. I will link those episodes in the show notes for you. Please go listen to them because I go into detail of each attachment style, how it shows up, and also how it impacts our relationship with God. But you may have an anxious attachment style where you feel nervous. You're not sure if God is caring for you. You're not sure what to get from him. Like, you have good moments with him, or you feel good when you go to church, but then when you leave, you're like, why do I feel so negative? And it's this concept of attachment, but also that goes into intrusive thoughts, which I can talk about another time. I don't want to deviate in this episode. But as we're talking about this, let's discuss the context of safety in relationships. So personally, what do you and how do you identify a safe person? Do you have the ability to identify who you can be safe with in relationships? Do you know safe people? And when I say safe, do you have people that can hold space for you? Do you have people that meet you without judgment? Do you have people that can hear you and hold you? Again, I'm coming from the lens of this in a more healthy space. Do you have those people? I want you to then think about identifying the people in your life that make you feel most safe and welcomed. Have you experienced that before in the past? Can you pull those characteristics from that person and gather them to say, this is, I experienced this with this person and it was very helpful. Or, hey, you might have experienced it, a safe relationship with someone, and they hurt you or they caused trauma to your life. And so we have to be mindful of some of this may also be wrapped in hurt, pain, resentment, unforgiveness even. And it's okay. Like I really want to drive home, y'all. There's grace for this. God is not pressuring us to feel as though we had to get this right. I hear from a lot of people the pressure of, I got to forgive them because then God won't forgive me. And yes, but also let's understand forgiveness in its full context. It's sometimes a process. We are spiritual beings and we should forgive, but also, are you in pain and it's so hard for you to forgive? So to say, I just want to let it go. I just want to get past it. We're minimizing the pain maybe this person caused. We're minimizing and we're deflecting the hurt just to say, I forgive them. There's residual impact there. And so let's talk through it. And so use the resources in the sense of therapy, whatever you need to do. Number four, what is it about yourself that makes you think you're not capable or worthy of good relationships, or that relationships can pour into you? Or have you gone through a tough season and in this season, people didn't check in? People didn't check on you, or they maybe did it for a period of time, but you expected people to reach out more. And so what are the thoughts you're telling yourself? What are the things you're saying to you about who you are because of these situations? Okay. I want to also bring context to Jesus, our beloved Savior, and say, let's look at the example of Jesus, and fellowship was a part of Jesus's journey consistently. He asked questions to his friends, knew things about him. And I'm going to say questions. He asked a lot of questions to the disciples. He fellowshiped with them enough to ask questions. His friends knew things about him, even to the point where in one of the scriptures, and I got to figure out which one it is, but it said, who do people say I am? And Peter literally said, you are the Messiah. You are the Messiah. So much so that Peter also said when he was, I'm going to look it up while I'm talking to you all. I love this scripture. It's in John 6, 67 through 69. And it says, let's read the chapter in its full context. This was so good. This is the top of the scripture said, many disciples desert Jesus. And it says, okay, 64, yet there are some of you who do not believe. For Jesus had known from the beginning which of them did not believe and who would betray him. He went on to say, this is why I told you that no one can come to me unless the Father has enabled him. From this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him. So they took offense to that and left. So Jesus says, you do not want to leave too, do you? He asked the 12 disciples. Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. And I bring this context of this specific scripture up because they had been around Jesus so much that they knew who he was to his core. His whole point was to bring attention to so many things that they were missing. So much so that Peter, who had not known him long, said, "Where would we go? You have the words of eternal life. Like, we can't depart from you. We can't desert you." And how many of us have experienced friendships where people have left us and we're like, "But I didn't do anything wrong." Exactly. I bring these things up. His friends knew things about him. They were aware of his calling and supported him throughout that time. And then also he sat with people to get to know them. And these are examples that we can take with us. As I'm talking about the context of safety, I'm not going to so deep detail around the specifics of everything, but safety in regards to fellowship is, this is the why do we need this perspective? Why do we need this lens? And really what I also want to drive home as I close this episode out is, if this is not where you are, you have the ability to work on it. You have the ability to sharpen it. Don't take this information in and feel, "Woe is me, I can't do it." That's not where we come from. We serve a hopeful God, which means there's an other side to everything. I've been saying that lately. It's coming to be one of my favorite things to say. It's like, there's a promise to everything. The wilderness season is a short period of time, but there is a leading to the promised land if we allow it. And so if you're not good at relationships, let's work on it. If you find that you've experienced hurt and pain, let's work on it. Let's hold space for that, okay? And so I really wanted to wrap this episode up. I will do another episode on the how. So this is going to get more tactical, how we can identify some things. So be on the lookout for that episode. I plan to record it tomorrow for you. And if this episode was good, please let me know on Instagram. Give me a follow. Send me a DM. I love interacting with y'all on Insta. Also, share this episode with someone that you love, that you find maybe struggling in this area, to give them, help them have some language, help them have some context. I look forward to talking with y'all next week or in the next couple of days. And I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your week, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.